Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
And that's my question, because there's a lot of people that are going on this case, and they could be completely wrong. I'm not particularly on this bandwagon, but I'm willing to hear them out. The order in which this has been going, you typically start, you know, the way that they did, and you're going to eventually get your kingpin. Was Donna the kingpin, or do they think Wendy is the kingpin in terms of value here? Was Wendy more involved than we're all aware of, I guess, is the big question. And or was she not at all? Is this just now going to be collateral damage at this point, and the kingpin already has been taken down, and, well, we have enough to go after her now, if they do?
A few of our viewers have really been pounding that Wendy is the kingpin here, that she has been the mastermind of this entire
thus thing. Far, we don't have the evidence that shows that, but it can't. I'm not going to say it's not out there.
Yeah, look, the one thing that we know is Georgia knows all the evidence that they have.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for Georgia, some of the bigger things that came up from post-arrest of Donna was the fact that they got their hands on Donna's phone, mm-hmm. right? So, because that was a thing that they didn't have. And to me, if they're looking at, all right, what is the best order of these cases? Because that's a part of it in terms of post-arrest collection of evidence. They have a much better opportunity to continue to collect evidence against Wendy mm-hmm. post-arrest of the other two, because mm-hmm. that's when they're going to get their hands on their devices. That's when they're going to maybe see things. They're going to be able to effectuate search warrants. They're going to be looking for additional clues. So, to me, that was the only reason that they went in the order they did, is because they're still trying to build the case against Wendy, mm-hmm. and they knew that they had enough against these two in order to get them under arrest, to be able to continue the investigation into both of these two after they're arrested, because it's just a different circumstance than when you're investigating somebody pre-arrest. Mm-hmm. You know, there's parameters. You know, yeah. Once you get them arrested, your searches of their houses, their devices, of everything is a foregone conclusion when you're walking in front of a judge trying to get a warrant. The judge is going to grant it, and you're going to hopefully derive more evidence. So to me, that was always the reason that they went in this order, that they felt like, again, if you're writing what they have, what we know that mm-hmm. they have against Wendy down on a piece of paper, and you're looking at it and you're saying, well, is it enough? You're probably like, well, we could use a little more meat on it. Yeah. You know, so like you have the two things that happen. You have now the story has really been fleshed out for the jury in Wendy's mm-hmm. trial in terms of, okay, this is how it went down, Charlie. Mm-hmm. Does it matter if who's the mastermind? There's no question.
At the end of the day, no, yeah.
No, I mean, because there's no question Wendy got the biggest benefit.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what anybody said, Wendy got the biggest benefit of this happening. Like, she was able to move wherever she wanted. She had her kids 100% of the time.
The kids don't call me anymore. They just, okay. You know. Okay, so the big, the meat. Is there, so they need to have enough meat on the plate. So they've gone to the old country buffet. they filled it up with a little bit of this, a little bit of ex-boyfriend, a little bit of Donna, a little bit of this. Is there enough meat on the plate now for a grand jury indictment of Wendy, in your opinion?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think, and again, George is going to have the conversation with Ruth Markell, and she's going to say, you know, like any of these cases, I can never make a guarantee that we're going to get a conviction, but, you know, are you good with me going after her? And Ruth's of course going to say, yes, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the understanding that, you know, I don't want you to be crushed or upset if we can't get the conviction on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like I thought just objectively that Wendy, this was her worst performance out of the trials that I've seen. Like, she's getting worse on the stand.
And you know what? And what really pushed me over the edge on Wendy, because I was always like, I don't know. Like, I could see where she's in this situation with a narcissistic, enmeshed, controlling family. Sometimes you got somebody on the outside that is just at the mercy of whatever the hell these people are going to do. Even if they think it's for your benefit, they're going to do horrible things. I can see that. There are dynamics. There are families where that does exist. So I was kind of like, I don't know. What really pushed me over the edge was the victim impact statements from the Markells.
Yeah.
And that was the thing where these grandparents... And look, there's plenty of reasons as a parent to not let certain grandparents see their grandchildren if they deserve that because they've been shitty human beings and you don't trust them and all that. I'm not saying every grandparent has a right to see their grandkids. They don't. But there are cases where they certainly do, and where dad gets offed by the family and grandma's over here riffing about putting them into Hitler youth costumes and putting them in front of synagogues and shit. That's a little insane. And they only get to see their grandkids three times in the course of all of these years. They're still being held in the custody of the very family that offed dad.
It's crazy.
And I know. And Wendy's not charged. So obviously that's not it's not like Wendy is holding them back. But the fact that they actually had to get legislation passed so they could see their grandkids. And the fact that Wendy sat there for all those years, and if she has absolutely nothing to hide and feels absolutely horrible that her children's father was executed in his driveway, you would think, hey, little extra time with grandma and grandpa. Get to know your family over there since dad's not around. But no, it was the exact opposite of that. That's where I'm like, all right, bitch, you're going down next.
Yeah. I mean, that is my big hang up too.
That ruined it for me on Wendy. It's like that and the Botox that made her look like a Disney villain.
Yeah. I mean, that and it's the concept of her refusing time to the two people that lost their son.
Yeah.
In terms of them being able to spend time with what's left of his legacy. As his blood courses through their veins, is the most sinister, shitty fucking thing that I can think of anybody doing. And like that, for me, that was it. Like, is there any part of me that thinks that Wendy's not a giant flaming piece of shit? No, but that's a different evaluation than whether or not they have enough to get her. She is an awful, awful human being. I would not be even remotely capable. The thought, if something like that happened with my family, and there is no set of circumstances under which, if my wife even passed away, that I would be like, oh, well, you know, my wife's not here now. I'm not going to have my in-laws, whether even if they were former in-laws, see their grandchildren. It's the concept of it, but I'm so family oriented and driven. Yeah. And you know, like, I just, I can't even contemplate.
And you got good people around you. Yeah. And the thing is, the Markells were good people. There was no reason to hold them back. There wasn't anything like, oh, they're abusive or saying crazy shit like dad's a bad guy and you're taking my sunshine away. No, that was the Adelsons that were doing that shit. Yeah. The Markells were not doing that at all. They just happened to be Jewish, which it appears Donna's not a big fan of. And if we read the tea leaves enough and we look at Donna's behavior and the things that Jeffrey LaCasse has testified to, and even more so back in his initial police questioning, there's so much that's revealed in there about Wendy's demeanor. Wendy's a mini Donna. I mean, she's a mini Donna, and I don't know that she's, and not that Donna is that crafty, but even less crafty. She was raised by her, so it's not shocking that Wendy is the way she is, because this is just what you get when you put those ingredients in the pie. So I'm not surprised Wendy acts the way that she does. But Wendy's an adult too, and at some point, you know, you can come up in a family like that and go, you know what, this is really shitty. I need to realign myself, reground myself in who I want to be. I don't want to be like that. But Wendy has just dug in, it seems, this whole time. And well, mom's like that, brother's like this, and everything's great. Never did the self-reflection thing and tried to be a better human being like her brother Robert did.
Right.
I was just gonna say that Rob got out. This keeping the kids away from the grandparents just speaks to how stupid they are. Because if you wanted to really get away with a crime, I would think you would be acting as if and let the grandparents see the children.
100%.
You know, I mean, be smart about this. I
look
would
a lot
say,
less suspicious.
Exactly. It would look like, no, we want them to be part, you know, of their lives because that's family. Mm-hmm. No, they took a knife and they cut him right out of their lives. Like, he's gone, he's done. That's what we wanted. We got what we were looking for.
Yeah. I mean, the things that they did and said and didn't do with respect to Dan Markell and not showing up at the funeral.
That's one of the biggest things of all.
Right. It's like, Stacey, it's exactly what you're saying. I mean, do you want to paint a bigger target on your own stupid ass by not even showing up? Everything that they could have done from just even a humanity perspective.
Yes.
Right. Without even trying to be criminal masterminds, just shows you just how morally bankrupt these people are.
Completely.
Like, because you've got both things happening. Not only is it incredibly stupid in terms of trying to get away with the crime because it makes you look so obvious. Because this is not what normal people do.
Yeah, right.
That is not what normal people do. Normal people would be like, I would never cut off the relationship with all my kids in my wife's family ever under any circumstance.
Yeah.
Ever. I would never like. Yeah, the whole thing is just
insane. That's what I'm saying. There's so many stupid moves that were done here that are just, they defy decency. But when you have no decency and you have no empathy, you are then capable of carrying out plots like this.
Harvey's the question, though. What do you guys?
That's what I'm wondering, because Harvey was there the whole time. So at some point, you'd think if there was some humanity in Harvey, he'd be like, "Well, let them see their grandkids." You know,
right.
But Harvey doesn't. Harvey is, from everything we've garnered, he's so damn passive. He just kind of sat there. He made the money. He did his role to a certain extent, maybe emotionally empty in terms of stepping in and being a leader of some sort. That's just my two cents on it. But he did not lead that family in any sort of emotional way or any sort of direction that would make for a good example for his family that they could follow going forward. This is how good people act. It was, here's money, here's crazy mom, she's going to do whatever benefits her. And this is what you get. You get, this is the product of that recipe. What did Harvey know? I don't know. Did Harvey even have a say in any of this, or was he just as aloof? If there's anybody that I could say maybe is just completely aloof, maybe it's Harvey. And it'd be shocking, but maybe. He seems, when he was sitting there in court all those weeks, what was going through your mind about Harvey?
The perma frown.
Yes.
Yeah.
His origin story in this drove me nuts, because I kept thinking and I kept having the discussion with Allison. I'm like, well, okay, Harvey is the one in terms of kind of being the patriarch as far as the finances.
Yeah.
He built this business. He's got this dental practice that has done very well for their family. And Donna's going to be running around doing what Donna does. Now, I had grandparents wherein my grandmother was a very talkative, active gal. And, you know, she was my favorite person on the planet. But my grandfather, probably if I could remember all the conversations I ever had with him, probably said 50 words ever.
Yeah.
He was not a talkative man. Yep. And my grandmother made up for that. And then some.
And that's typically the dynamic with something like that.
Right. So like I've of course applying my own personal experiences when I'm thinking about what potentially was going on with this relationship. You've got the meddler doing her meddling, all involved in all the kids shit. Harvey's just kind of floating around back there. Sometimes he'll get on and go, oh, yeah, it's right. You know, say a few things. And then Donna's back off to the races. If I think that Harvey caught wind of it, if there exists a world in which if he knew on the front end, because I think there's no question that he knew post.
Yeah.
Like he knew after the fact for certain. And I think that they could get him on some stuff for that. The question becomes, did he know what they were planning? Because I'd like to think that he would have been like to his wife, what in the fuck are you talking about doing?
That's what I'm wondering.
Are you like, you will destroy everything that we have worked so hard to build over some bullshit. But I mean, we just don't know what the dynamics of that relationship were. You know what I mean? It's like, because to me, it drove me nuts. Like if I was in his shoes, I'd be like, are you out of your fucking mind? Mm-hmm. We're absolutely not hiring a hitman to kill our former son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That is not happening. I'll buy you airfare up the, I'll fly your ass up to Tennessee or Tallahassee every weekend. That, like, we're not killing Dan Markell, Donna. Do you understand that? That's like, are you out? To me, it's just, but again, I don't know jack shit about that family and their dynamics.
Yeah, but and the same thing. I don't know either. But at the same point, even if that conversation had happened, do you think it would have stopped Donna?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. And, you know, I she was the bookkeeper for the business. And, and I imagine that she was probably the bookkeeper for the house. Yeah. So do I think that there exists a world? And we know they got paid in cash quite a bit. I'm sure that Donna and Harvey had a war chest in their safe in their house, even though it looked little, you know, like that thing could have been packed with cash. And if Donna's the one handling the finances, she's not going to know. If like Harvey's not going and counting the money in the safe.
No.
On a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Especially when he's at the advanced age that he is. Like, so whenever he's in his 70s, like just 70, 69, 70, when this thing's all going down. But, you know, do I see a world in which Donna could have like gotten that money out? But, you know, they also strike me as like that old married couple that fucking do everything together. Like Harvey's the driver.
Yeah.
You know, like Donna can't drive, but.
They're the couple that you see eating at the Applebee's that aren't speaking to each other.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Don't even make eye contact. Anymore.
Yeah.
They're mumbling to themselves. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the key. Like, oh, this is, oh, that's why I got a divorce. Cause I didn't want to be like that.
Yeah.
So much in this case. And there's still so much that I'm sure we're not done with the Adelsons. My God. Bob Mata, defense attorney, the podcast Defense Diaries. Search it, YouTube, wherever you get podcasts, you can find it and listen to him and his wife Allison's commentary on all of these cases as well. Always wonderful having you on and getting
love being here, brother. And hey, it's good to hang, Stacy.
Yes, to hang with you, Bob.
Welcome to our new atmosphere here with our Hidden Killers Live. This is how we do the show now.
So. I love it.
No fun.
Great. Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap up our program for today. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case or any of them that we're covering for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. And do comment on YouTube to search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there. Until next time, for Stacy, Todd, Bob, everybody here, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins insulin.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 hours. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.